High school girls banned from their own locker room after voicing concerns about transgender athlete. By Warner Todd Houston on September 30, 2022. A girls' high school volleyball team in Vermont has been banned from their own locker room after some girls raised concerns about a biological male claiming to be a transgender girl using the facility. The school is charging the natural-born girls with harassment and bullying for speaking out against the administration for allowing a biological boy to change with them in their locker room, according to CAX Burlington. It's a huge thing. Everyone's asking, so, why aren't you allowed in the locker room? Student Blake Allen told CAX. My mom wants me to do this interview to try to make a change, Allen added. I feel like for stating my opinion, that I don't want a biological man changing with me. That I should not have harassment charges or bullying charges. They should all be dropped. After speaking out, the girls were blocked from using the facilities in a perfect example of why more women don't speak out against transgender athletes. The girls say that the transgender student using their facilities has acted inappropriately and made insulting comments. Allen added that the girls were not talking about the trans student being on their team but only about his use of the women's locker room. The school insists that the ban is legitimate and within the law. And administrators also claim that there is plenty of space where students who feel uncomfortable with the laws may change in privacy. Allen, though, finds it absurd that 10 girls are being displaced for the convenience of one boy. They want all the girls who feel uncomfortable, so pretty much 10 girls, to get changed in a single stall bathroom, which would take over 30 minutes. Where if one person got changed separately, it would take a minute, like no extra time, Allen told the media. Randolph co-principal Lisa Floyd told the media that the school is investigating claims that the 10 girls harassed the single transgender boy. Also, Vermont state lawmakers have determined that the discomfort of the biological females is of no concern and that the feelings of the transgender student trump the girls' concerns. State law maintains that a transgender student should not be required to use a locker room or restroom that conflicts with the student's gender identity. Transgender students using changing facilities and bathrooms has been an ongoing struggle nationwide for quite some time. For several years, individual schools have created their own rules, some in keeping with trans-friendly state education rules. During the Trump years in office, the federal government looked to reverse Obama's rules, forcing schools to give trans students preferential treatment. But once Joe Biden took office, the feds reasserted its dominance over the states by reissuing trans coddling rules. Despite Biden's move to force America to accept transgenderism in school locker rooms, the states have been passing their own laws and sports and education rules putting limits on transgender students. One Georgia high school sports association even moved to ban trans girls from even playing with biological girls. With nearly a dozen states now passing laws to put bans and limitations on transgender athletes and more than a dozen more looking at similar laws, the whole issue seems destined for the Supreme Court. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.